the next hour, and I'll be back next week. WMUC-FM College Park. Stay tuned.
WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio, and welcome to the 57th installment of Mortuary Moshpit, where I bring some of the best atmospheric and depressive black metal that I find somewhere along the way. I accidentally clicked on the wrong playlist because I technically had two playlists named Mortuary Moshpit number 57 for today. I mean, technically, the first one was actually supposed to be played two episodes ago, but I just had something else that I wanted to do. For whatever reason, I don't even remember now. It was like 2-3 weeks ago. So now that's being pushed back further. I think I'm pretty sure I just like scrapped it, or I metaphorically took it for parts. And by parts, I mean songs that I was especially looking to play. Some of them I just kind of put into the queue of songs that would be good for the show eventually. But I did that. I did it to this time. I mean, last time I forget why I pushed it back. But this time I pushed it back because there was a album that was released pretty recently. If I remember, it was very recently. And because I found it from the... Yeah, it was March 28th, which was like 2 weeks ago. I found it from the YouTube channel of the Depressive Black Metal Archive, I believe it was. And sometimes they do stuff that is actually like that's old, or stuff that you'd find only on like Bandcamp or something. And then sometimes I think they'll they'll play new stuff if people like let them know that it's being released, especially from like more niche artists, which is pretty cool because like it is effectively still, it's archiving new things while still being able to like give them some attention, which is how I find out about this one. I need to remember how to say their name actually, because I remember it was I think they have a Bandcamp. That's how I was able, it says the artists will sometimes translate their own names in their Bandcamp, which is interesting to me. I know the art. I need the album name. I don't even know how to pronounce it. I don't even know what language this is. It's I think it's Bileto, which translates to departure. I should probably look into what that means, but I can do that probably after the first track. So, this album was the album art caught me also it was just very artistically interesting to me. So I wanted to play it. I don't know if it's considered an album or an EP because it totals out in less than 20 minutes, around 17. So I am, planning on play. I'm going to play it in its entirety. So that is, just expect that, but it's going to be the length of like one really long song, I guess, because I do have a song in here that is 20 minutes, if I remember right. Yes, that will be the one that's right after. So I will. From Finnish. That's what it is. Finnish. I have not. There's only like one other time in my life that I've ever had to hear something from Finnish. The language of Finnish, not a bad thing, I'll say, but a very out there kind of language, some would say. And yeah, so the album's name translates to departure. The artist's name, which is approximately, it's about Edes Menet or something along those lines, translates to deceased. And the tracks in order are translate to Departure, Gray Days, The Cold Call of Death, and Dream World Traveler. With that last track especially being pertinent to the album art that really was interesting me in the beginning. So I'll be playing those four tracks. The artist's name, just to how, if anyone wants to find them for whatever reason, it would be Edes Menyt, because I don't know how to pronounce that, let alone most, and like anything of the track titles, because those have unique punctuation and symbol and like a grammar symbols. So I'll be playing the tracks that are translated to Departure, Gray Days, The Cold Call of Death, and Dream World Traveler from the artist Deceased from their album Departure. So, and make note that those are all also translated into English. So I'll be playing those. It'll be about 17 minutes, and I'll be back after that to play the next huge song, actually. Actually, I probably should put that to the end, so in case I go over. I'm counteracting myself right now, but yeah, enjoy the first the entirety of the album that I mentioned. The four tracks be about 18 minutes.
Thank you.
Welcome back. That just was the entirety of the album, I guess, translated into English from Finnish. That's what I'll be describing. That's how I'll be using the words. From the album Departure, from the artist Deceased, including the, so from first to last, or I guess in reverse order, since that's how, I guess I'll be, reverse order is usually how I do it, which will be Dream World Traveler, The Cold Call of Death, Gray Days, and Departure. Of course, Departure being the title track of the album. So that is a interesting little piece. Definitely more, almost like romantic, at least the last track was very like more like romantic black metal, or like, I guess it could be melodic is what I would probably call it. Especially since it's more like a sadness inspired by just a lone piano or just like the atmosphere from that, which is nice. I mean, it kind of reminds me of like Nocturnal Depression when they don't have the vocals, which is like usually the first, maybe couple like half minute of their song. Sometimes, it'll just be like a nice violin or a piano. Moving on, I switched up some songs around, so I'll play the next two tracks, even though the segment is usually probably pretty shorter than it would be normally, which means that the next two tracks will be Scenic Solitude and Leprosy by Leviathan from their album The Tenth Sublevel of Suicide, followed by Tortured by Solitude from Eschaton, from their album Sheen and Misery. Now, I don't believe I've played anything from Eschaton before. They kind of just showed up when looking at the recommended songs that I should put in the playlist for this broadcast, except I already had a number of songs picked, so I was looking just for future reference, and I saw this one, and I thought it sounded really nice, a little bit more in tune with maybe around it, so I decided to replace the one I was going to play with this one, and that is how we got this track list. Of course, there is going to be one last song in this episode after those two, but that one is a staggering almost 20 minutes, so that's going to be the entirety of the last segment. So I'll be playing Scenic Solitude and Leprosy by Leviathan, followed by Tortured by Solitude by Eschaton. Together, those will be about 14 minutes rounded up, and I'll be talking to you again, like I usually do, after that segment. That just was Tortured by Solitude by Eschaton, and before that was Scenic Solitude and Leprosy by Leviathan, and that would make up the entirety of the second segment of today's broadcast. Very short, especially for this show, I know, but it needs to make room between the entirety of the EP, which was the first one, and then the entirety of a like 20-minute song, which still feels, I mean, it's a little bit, it's a lot, even by, like, DSBM standards, where it's usually, like, 7-ish minutes, maybe 8, for what's considered, like, above average, roughly. That's why it's almost kind of hard to play songs that are, like, 2 or 3 minutes on this show, because they just get so, like, outdone, even. Like, usually they're very good, 2 to 3 minutes. They're just, it's just hard to give them the same, like, notability in comparison to a song that's 4 times as long as it, especially because, like, you'll probably have a hard, people will have a hard time, like, finding, like, knowing which one's the, like, where's the split, because I'm not going to say the increments of exactly how many minutes it is. I feel like that would be a little egregious. So that, with that little assumption out of the way, the last song that we'll be playing on today's broadcast, that being the 57th broadcast of Mortuary Mosh Pit, will be The Last Days of the Parasitical Results of Humanity, Part 1, by Natarath, from their album Raise the Cosmic in Existence, which I think sounds pretty metal, which makes sense. Also, naming a song Part 1, but also having almost 20 minutes. It's 19 minutes and 49 seconds. I mean, that's crazy. But also, that long of a title, The Last Days of the Parasitical Results of Humanity, and then having the gall to put Part 1 behind it, I can get behind it, and I can get behind it. So before we play that track, I'll be playing a PSA. But after that, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did being in the studio in listening to these songs while doing this episode. And I probably won't be able to do a show next week, so it means 58th broadcast will probably be 2 weeks from now, assumingly. And if you enjoyed this process, the time spent and or gained, I guess you can go to the Instagram account for this show, Mortuary_Moshpit, to get the archive videos, not even videos, archive audios of all the previous and eventually yet to come broadcasts. So hope you enjoy this PSA, followed by The Last Days of the Parasitical Results of Humanity by Natarath.
Come all of you good workers, good news to you I'll tell, of how the good old Union has come in here to dwell.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
Are you a graduate assistant, research assistant, or teaching assistant at UMD? Are you tired of low pay, long hours, high fees, and no safety net for international students? So are we. The UMD Graduate Labor Union is organizing for collective bargaining rights for graduate workers on campus.
Right now, the administration unilaterally controls our working conditions, but we are fighting to change that. To learn more about graduate labor organizing efforts on campus and what a union can do for you, visit umdgradworkers.org.
Yeah!